Paul, there's an old saying that a 3-0 lead is the worst lead in hockey.
I think it's 3-1, but we might have turned it into 3-0 tonight. But, yep, we had a real good first, and they had a real good second. And that's it, right? They're a good hockey team. So we liked the way we started in that game. And then the third, probably even, maybe we liked a little bit of what we were doing. There was a back-and-forth kind of game. Neither team seemed to get the handle on the pucks on a lot of play. There's a lot of stuff knocked down. Either both teams had really good sticks or both teams had really bad sticks. And there was a mixture of the two all night, but it was, it wasn't easy to make plays because I think both teams skate pretty well.
There was a few times out there you guys looked a little uncharacteristically maybe lost in your own zone. Is that a product of being down to 5D guys playing out of
position? Yeah, I thought our D handled it right. I don't think that was a D issue. I think we would have some guys experience in D-zone coverage like that for the first time. We had a big number of them tonight, you know, and that's really where we got hemmed in. But I would tell you that's also the game that San Jose plays. They don't spend a whole lot. They skate so well. They break the puck out pretty quickly, and they get that zone time like Chicago does. So you just have to handle it well. We didn't handle it well twice. It cost us, but well enough to win a game.
Can you tell us about Dmitry Kulikov?
Yeah, he's going to get looked at tomorrow. He got stitched up pretty good. Said he was feeling all right after the game, but we won't really have a better understanding of where he's at till tomorrow.